For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that'll let you make one super easily and distribute it everywhere, and even earn money all in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else your podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&A and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. Ever since I've discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I just enjoy putting these podcasts out for everyone to really like. I highly recommend you give it a try. It's so easy to use. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started today.
The keys are to the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick, it's always the 49ers way. From off season to game day, yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show. Training camp battle again, because this time it's an interior defensive line battle. Maurice Hurst versus Kevin Givens.
And you may be sitting there going, why these two? Why these ones? Why isn't Kinlaw in one of these? Why aren't you throwing Kinlaw? Well, look, the reality is that Kevin Givens and Maurice Hurst are going to be rotational guys. Ideally, you got Kinlaw battling it out for a starting job, and these two are going to be going up against each other, and it's an intriguing matchup, Amp, because we've seen what Kevin Givens can do on the football field for the San Francisco 49ers. He's done it for a handful of years now. Maurice Hurst, however, you really haven't. And the Niners still decided to bring this gentleman back in and still decided to take another run on him for a very nice, friendly contract. So this is going to be an interesting discussion, maybe even a heated discussion. I doubt it'll be heated, but TCC, maybe you'll be heated in the comment section down below. Let us know which two of these two you think is going to win out said battle and be more prominent in the rotation, Mr. Hurst or Mr. Givens, because Ant, we don't really know what Mo Hurst looks like in this defense with this front, with these guys. Now, we saw him dominating, kicking the living snot out of Aaron Banks last year in training camp, especially at the open practice at Levi Stadium. Yeah. He absolutely demolished him. Is that the bar? Are we going to see some Aaron Banks, Mo Hurst part two battles this training camp? And could that give some insight into which of these guys has the heads up?
Yeah, I think we will see some of those battles. I mean, that's the good news for the 49ers. They're going to be able to see, you know, these two players playing against good interior offensive linemen. But the reason that this is one of those ones that has to be figured out is because the way the 49ers have been using their outside edge rushers and the fact they have so many to play on the interior, it gives less opportunities for interior defensive linemen. It also brings up questions. A player like Kerry Hyder, for instance, could the 49ers ultimately decide to get rid of one of these interior defensive linemen and kick a Kerry Hyder inside, even on base rundowns? I think that's something to keep in mind. So not only could this be a battle for playing time, but also it could be a battle for the actual making of the 53-man roster. Now, Maurice Hurst, he's one of those guys that can definitely create against the pass. He's good at that. He's a speed guy. He's got a lot of lateral movement, but can also stop the run. But he's a hustle guy that gets down the line of scrimmage and is able to make, you know, tackles that way. With Kevin Givens, this is a guy that the 49ers know who he is. They developed him, undrafted free agent. They've seen the growth. And you see flashes with Kevin Givens. I think they were always hoping Kevin Givens was going to turn into what DJ Jones ended up being. I think they've been hoping that was a trajectory. So far, he hasn't reached that level of, you know, potential. And I think with Kinlaw moving over to the nose tackle spot, it's going to open up this three tech for an absolute battle between Hurst and Givens. This one, Alex, I'm hoping you can help me figure this out because I'm not quite sure yet. I'm talking it out as we're going through this.
Look, here's the reality, right? Kevin Givens, we've seen, I think, the most positive from him in pass down situations getting after the quarterback. It hasn't been the run game. In fact, I've seen him get double teamed and blown way off the football, and it's not very good. And that's what you were talking about with the DJ Jones comparison. They were hoping to get more of a DJ Jones-like production out of him, a guy that would dominate and destroy double teams, not get eaten alive by them. We haven't necessarily seen that because there's times where he does get eaten alive, like mosquitoes flying around a sweaty person in summer. It's not great. But look, Maurice Hurst hasn't been healthy. He hasn't been able to show those things. Now, Maurice Hurst, extremely athletic, and extremely athletic. We've seen it on film, especially when we're watching Raiders film of him coming into San Francisco. The ability to get off of blocks in space, get down the line laterally, get outside and make tackles was absolutely impressive. But he does show some flashes in the run game and is very solid against the pass as well. He's got a very diverse moveset, and he's going to be adding to that working with Kocerek. It makes him, he feels like right now, the more complete of the two linemen. The only difference has been Maurice Hurst playing with the Raiders didn't really get an opportunity to shine at all, and last year was just hampered by injuries throughout the season, so we didn't get to see the best version of him. I would say at the moment that Hurst has the advantage because I think he's the more developed player top to bottom, but Kevin Givens is homegrown. He's a homegrown guy. He's a homegrown talent, and the Niners know what his strengths are. They also know what his weaknesses are. They know what he needs to work on, and he understands what this opportunity is. He also has seen all the other players being brought in, all the other defensive linemen being brought in with this group. So there's no way that this guy is going to come in the worst version of himself. In fact, I expect to see the best look that Kevin Givens has ever given in a training camp this upcoming offseason.
Yeah, I think he's going to need it. You know, and the fact the 49ers improved behind Javon Kinlaw with Hassan Ridgeway, mm-hmm. I think leaves less opportunity. Of course, they bring in Adkins as well, the undrafted free agent. So there are interior defensive linemen. But the way the 49ers have loaded and stockpiled on the outside brings up questions. When you're looking at these two guys, you could be right. It could be whoever is best against the run that ends up making this spot. Because Maurice Hurst has a distinct advantage, in my opinion, as a pass rusher. He's a guy you could actually leave in on third down, and he could go make something happen and beat an offensive guard one-on-one. Kevin Givens, on the other hand, I believe is a two-down guy. So there is a little bit of difference between the two. But if Givens can prove himself to be a better run stopper, if he can play the run better, if he can stop those double teams from happening and prevent people from getting to the linebackers, then he has an opportunity to make this team where they could say, you know what, Hurst is a better three down guy, but Givens is better against the run, and we have Kerry Hyder who can play on third down. So a Hyder-Givens, you know, group together is a better option than just Maurice Hurst. I think that's Givens' way of making this team, is making himself invaluable in the run-stopping area. And I think for Hurst, he has to make sure he's as good as Givens in the run game, because then his pass rush will take him over the top and make him kind of, you know, one of those guys you just can't afford to let go because you know what ability he has for your team.
Or can't afford to even get him off the football field. It hurts when he's not out there. Look, if Kevin Givens can show, I don't even need to see at the beginning of the season domination against double teams, but if he can show consistency, not getting blown off the football, not getting driven back and creating open run lanes and gashing opportunities for guys to press the line of scrimmage, follow two guys pushing up a D lineman up to the second level to linebackers and then make their read off there. If he can just do that, this competition and this battle becomes a whole heck of a lot harder to digest and pick which of the two guys you like, because Kevin Givens, that would be a huge jump just from what we saw from him last season in terms of production, especially versus the run. But you're right. If Kevin Givens improves in the run, this makes it makes it almost impossible to determine which of these two. And in fact, in that situation, I would anticipate the Niners maybe looking to trade, because I think the reality is with as many DNs as they've brought in, and they want to be able to move these guys inside more often. They want to keep more of these edge rushers. They want to have speed. They want to keep that speed around because speed kills, especially on third downs late in the season in the NFL.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Who would you rather have rushing the passer on third down? Do you want Maurice Hurst or do you want Charles Omenihu? Kamoko Touré, Samson Ebukam, Jordan Willis, Kerry Hyder. I think that is one of the problems for Maurice Hurst, because I can tell by your face, you're going to go ahead and say all those guys.
Maybe not Kerry. Maybe not Kerry.
I mean, because Kerry Hyder's what, about 290 pounds?
Yeah, Kerry Hyder is a phenom when he plays for Chris Kisser.
He is a phenom. For whatever reason.
And who knows? And there's Ndamukong Suh sitting out there also.
And Ndamukong Suh is sitting out there flirting with the Raiders a little bit.
Don't flirt with the Raiders. Come home to Chris.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is one of those ones, though. I think that there's not very many interior defensive linemen. You know, the natural thought process was what they would keep the four guys, right? They would keep, is it five? Yeah. Armstead, for sure. Kinlaw, Maurice Hurst, Kevin Givens, and then Hassan Ridgeway. You would think they would keep five and then keep six edge rushers, but could it actually be four
and
seven edge rushers? And, of course, we're talking about 11 guys making the defensive line again.
And who knows, Ant, if the Niners do decide to part ways with a Trey Sermon and keep a Jordan Mason on the practice squad for the emergency call-up, should they need him, maybe it ends up being 4-8. Could end up being 4-8, ooh, or maybe they go 7-5 and keep 12 around.
12 defensive linemen. I don't know if I'm ready to go there, but it's actually not out of the realm of possibility.
It's also not crazy.
It's not crazy because
it should be crazy.
It should. Yeah, I think when you have this much talent, you don't want to lose this much, this talent. You keep the talent where you have the most, and right now it's on the edge.
Uh-huh.
Kinlaw and Armstead are definitely going to help, and the crazy thing is, right, Armstead has the versatility to play outside, too.
Really have nine.
Yeah, it's ridiculous the amount of talent the 49ers have on the D-line. It's not like one of those things where everyone is top level. But when you get to that second group, there's not much of a fall off, which is really nice.
True.
And this is one of those battles that's going to be fun to watch. Maurice Hurst, ability to get after the quarterback and his ability to potentially play the run against Kevin Givens, who has to be an absolute run stopper, who has proven to be at times a guy that can get after the pass. But I don't think that that's really something they're looking for out of him. They're mainly looking for him to be able to play first and second down, stop the run.
I would agree with you there. It's what it does feel like at this point in time. And it's going to be very interesting to see which guy ends up actually having the heads up chat. Let us know right now which of the two you would prefer. And Ant, earlier you said you were hoping I could help. Did I help for you at all, or is it now more confusing than ever before?
To be honest, it's just as confusing.
Oh, okay.
Because when it comes down to it, I'm not sure either one of these guys is going to ultimately make the roster. I keep seeing all those defensive edge rushers and keep seeing Kerry Hyder and Jordan Wilson be like, wait a second, can they play on the inside? Can they play run on the inside as good as a Maurice Hurst?
You would think Kerry Hyder, yes.
Maybe. There has been conversation that Hyder is going to slide inside. In fact, I believe it was CBS has him listed as a defensive tackle.
There you go.
We haven't heard the 49ers make that transition yet, but when you have players like Charles Omenihue and Kerry Hyder and Jordan Willis, who have definitely shown the ability to play inside, you wonder if they'll do that on the interior at times. It's definitely something to watch, and one of these guys is probably going to make the team. I don't think both do, though.
I would agree with you, and that's why it's a training camp position battle, TCC. I know. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. But let us know which of the two you think is going to be making said roster, which player has the heads up, and why. We want to hear the why. We want to be able to have the discussion with you, and while you're down there commenting away, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification bell. That way you don't miss more training camp position battles, more videos, more live streams, more conversations, more fun, Ant. They don't want to miss more fun.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff that's going to be coming your way right here on YouTube. Of course, there's other stuff on Patreon that you can go get, exclusive content. So head on over there and check it out. It's the best way to support the program. And of course, we're all over the place on audio platforms as well. They're ramping up and going very strong as it is right now. So, you can find our content wherever you would like to find it. And we'd really appreciate everyone for watching and interacting.
Love the support. Appreciate all of the comments. Appreciate the jokes as well, chat. Love you guys. You guys are absolutely phenomenal. We'll catch you on the next one. Another hopefully spicy position camp, training camp position battle. Oh my goodness, I just totally rap got it all over that. Let's get out of here. And until the next one, TCC and the faithful, stay safe.
Remember, the right way
is always the 49ers way.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.